Soon after my husband died, I read a quote from A Grace Disguised, How the Soul Grows Through Loss by Jerry L. Sitzer. The author tells an allegorical story in which a man does not want the night to come, so he chases the setting sun. Therefore, this man will always be running. The man in the story exhausts himself, trying to cling to a light and a life that has dimmed. He wants to preserve his former life and resist the change that loss requires. Sitzer writes, "The quickest way for anyone to reach the sun and the light of day is not to run west, chasing after the setting sun, but to head east, plunging into the darkness until one comes to the sunrise." That story set my course as a widow, and it will start our journey together as well. This book is the real account of my decision to turn into the night of my grief and walk doggedly through the pain and questions my husband's death ignited in my life. I choose to face my pain because I believed that the sun would eventually rise again. As I kept moving forward in the darkness, I trusted that the dawn was coming, and it has. It was an entirely different day, but a good, beautiful day nonetheless. Hope, like the sun, does not disappoint us. I did not walk perfectly. I did not accept the theological answers to my grief just because I knew I should. Instead, I swept away my framed preconceptions, like an enraged woman would swipe all the family pictures off her table, leaving a shattered mess. My faith was stripped bare to its imperfect core. The process was wildly uncomfortable, but its stunning result has been a truer encounter with God. However, that didn't happen quickly, not by a long shot. My experience has been that dynamic healing happens from a holistic approach. I felt stronger when I learned to exercise and nourish my body properly, which calmed my nerves and helped me sleep. More rested, I was better able to make wise decisions for my family and myself. Forging a community that understood our loss helped my family find practical support. Choosing prayer and faith, even enraged prayer and faith, changed me, and eventually helped heal my spirit. I have divided the process into 8 steps, beginning with ground zero and the decisions that must be made within the maelstrom of emotions, and ending with the new normal of a life transformed into triumph. Each step has helped bring health and peace to my daily life and has pulled me out of the confusion and into more mindful choices. Transforming tragedy into triumph requires that we create a support system of practical help and wise counsel to see us through our everyday trials. It calls for mental, physical, and spiritual exercise to create peaceful environments for our families, to nourish our bodies for optimal health, and to draw supernatural strength to meet life's challenges. This process needs concrete successes, such as crossing the finish line of a race, to propel us forward on our adventure. It demands that we thoughtfully craft our lives in order to empower others, which becomes our legacy. I consider the grief process to be a journey, and one that doesn't end, but rather works in cycles. That's why the book doesn't end with a finish line. Even crossing the finish line is just part of a never-ending process that calls for constant renewal and constant movement. Just like the journey to the sunrise, which bestows its beauty like a revelation each and every day.